Quote, O child of noble family, you should know that this is because Bodhisattva's faith in the Mahayana and setting forth in the Mahayana occurs as a result of contemplating the perfect Dharma and reality with a mind free of distraction. End of quote. This clearly indicates the need to develop a wisdom examining conventional and ultimate reality single-pointedly in order to enable the practitioner to gain firm conviction and faith in the spiritual basis, path, and result that are taught in the Mahayana system. Quote, A yogi's mind will be distracted to various objects if he cultivates only special insight without developing a calmly abiding mind. Since clarity of pristine awareness will be absent, these two, special insight and a calmly abiding mind, should be cultivated equally. Therefore, the Sutra of the Great and Complete Transcendence of Suffering says, Hearers cannot see Buddha nature because their single-pointed absorption is stronger and wisdom is weaker. End of quote. If this is interpreted in terms of the philosophical systems that assert that followers of the paths of hearers and solitary realizers do not realize the selflessness or emptiness of phenomena, it is said that they do not see Buddha nature with a wisdom analyzing reality. They only realize the selflessness of persons, not the selflessness of phenomena. This is because their concentration is more powerful than their wisdom. If this is interpreted in terms of the Aryas, or exalted beings, among the hearers and solitary realizers, who are like Mahayana Aryas in realizing emptiness, then the assertion that hearers are not able to see Buddha nature means that their realization of the nature of the contaminated mind is not based on the application of a wide variety of logic and reasoning. This is because their single-pointed concentration is strong and their wisdom is weak.